You can actually ask anybody for a referral. In fact, you can go back to people time and time and time again to ask for different kinds of referrals. And the people that you ask, if you ask in the right way, will always be glad to help. I think the key here is to make it as easy as possible for the person you're asking to imagine who they'd refer you to. And what I used to do was just ask for general referrals. Do you know anybody who might be interested in taking a look, I might have said, or who would be the top people you'd approach? Since those days, I've broadened this technique out a lot more and I've found it's become massively more effective. It also is a great way of approaching people you feel probably wouldn't be interested in your business, or you just feel uncomfortable approaching them directly. So it's a bit of a backdoor approach as well. So I'm going to combine two things. One is the backdoor approach, and that's really simple. The first words you say to somebody is, look, I know you wouldn't be interested, or I know it's not something you're likely to be interested in, but, and then you go on to ask for the referral. Now, asking for the referral is simple if we make it simple for the person we're asking. And the way to do that is paint a really clear, specific picture of the kind of person we're looking for at the moment. If we make it general and try and encapsulate a variety of different types of people, then we are less likely to get referrals. So, for example, this month, I might have decided to target 20-something mums. So I would paint a picture and I'd say to the person I'm asking, I know it's not something you'd be interested in, but it occurred to me you would know people who we could help with our business. We've just recruited some people at the moment who are doing particularly well. Young mums, 20-something, maybe early 30s, typically one or two young children, preschool age, about to start school. The mum wants to be around for their kids. They need flexible working hours, but the family needs them to have full-time income. They probably had a professional career before they had their kids, and they're torn between going back to the workplace and staying at home to look after their kids. Ideally, what they want is an opportunity to build a full-time income, but still have the flexibility to be there when their kids need them. Who do you know who fits that kind of category of 20-something, 30-something young mum? So then we just wait and see what they have to say. They'll think, and quite typically they'll think of two or three people that you may well be able to help. And we say, great, do you mind if I mention your name when I give them a call? And of course, the answer is no, and you get the number. And we get the number because we've asked really clearly that we're looking for a referral right at the beginning. So the next month, we might go back to the same person, and this time we're saying, look, I know it's not something you'd be interested in. Of course, when you say it's not something you'd be interested in, sometimes the person says to you, what do you mean I wouldn't be interested? I may well be interested. What's it all about? And it gives you an opportunity to fix up a one-to-one with that person. And then if they're interested, that's great. They're in the pipeline. And if they're not, you can still ask for a referral after that. But let's say, look, I know it's something you wouldn't be interested in, or you probably wouldn't be interested in. But it occurred to me that you may well know people that we can help with our business. We've been recruiting quite a lot of people lately in their 50s, early 60s, who are looking for a second career, maybe something to do on a part-time basis, to wind down from the full-on pressures of the workplace, but still need a substantial income in order to maintain their lifestyle. And also, they've got a lot to offer, so we're looking for people with that kind of maturity and the kind of skills that come with, you know, in late middle age, with a lifetime of experience behind you. Who do you know who's maybe in their 50s, early 60s, who is unhappy in their work, or maybe they were made redundant, or maybe they're looking to supplement their pension, but somebody who's got some life and spark still in them? Now, I'm just making these things up as I go along, because I'm picturing the kind of person I want. Now, I'm happy to work with a middle-aged man in his 50s or a 20-something-year-old mum, just as you are. I'm happy to work with a wide range of other people as well. So it's not that I'm restricting the kind of people that I want to work with. What I'm doing is I'm helping the person I'm asking for the referral to imagine clearly the person that I'm looking for. And if they can imagine specific people, then they're more likely to give you those referrals because they don't have to do any thinking themselves. They don't have to think to themselves, well, I know them, would they qualify, and go through all this unconscious thought process. They picture a person, they match it to somebody they know, and that makes them more likely to give you the referral. Also, it means that there's a never-ending source of supply because you can go back to everybody you know periodically on a recruitment drive, just with a different profile that you want to recruit. Hope that helps.